Do you need help protecting your finances as you enter retirement? David Dickens of KC Financial Advisors has got you covered. Welcome to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast. Welcome to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast. I'm Ron Stutz, along with David Dickens, president of KC Financial Advisors. Let's talk about the Market Crash Hall of Fame. We're always talking about market crashes on this show, and everybody's scared of market crashes. And I thought maybe today we could talk about some of the most notable market crashes in history. And I guess when you start talking about this, there's one that came along long before you or I were around, and that is, I guess you would call it the granddaddy of them all, Black Tuesday, way back in 1929. What happened then?
I don't actually remember that, of course, but I know my market history pretty well. I actually read a book called The Great Crash of 29 by John Kenneth Galbraith, and it did, in a relatively short number of pages, did a great job of laying it out. But, you know, the whole Roaring Twenties thing that we think about, well, that's really what led up to a really, really expensive stock market in 1929. And part of the big problem was most of our listeners are going to understand the term margin debt. Mm-hmm. But people had been borrowing and borrowing money to buy more and more stock. And what they had was not enough equity in the stocks that they owned. So when they started to go down, there were way more sellers than buyers. And the people that had loaned them money on margin, well, they needed to either get paid back or sell your shares and pay me back. And so it was that kind of collapsing of stock price on stock price that really caused that and turned it into a full-fledged panic.
And of course, Black Tuesday sort of ended a long exuberance in the market. Would you call it an exuberance?
I would call it a decade-long exuberance that ended really badly.
Well, of course, what resulted is the Great Depression, and of course, we didn't live through it, and I guess we should be thankful for that, but I have known people who lived through it, and it really changed everything. It really affected their lives.
Yeah, it stuck with those folks for the rest of their lives and changed their spending habits, their saving habits, and just a lot of their outlook on life.
The next market crash to talk about is a lot more recent, in the year 2000, April 14th, 2000. That's when the dot-com crash happened, and that certainly affected a lot of people, too, and left a lot of people disappointed.
It did. So, strangely enough, that also followed a decade of exuberance. So, if you think back to 1990, if you put $100,000 in the stock market in 1990, and totally gone to sleep, by the end of the decade, that 100 grand would have been worth about $600,000. Mm. So, you know, the poster child of the dot-com was really the NASDAQ. And the NASDAQ topped out at a little over 5,000 in the year 2000. It did not regain 5,000 points until 2015. So it took a really, really hard tumble and took about 15 years to get back to where it was. So, you know, you think back to that particular crisis, what built that one up? Well, there was a lot of companies, internet-based companies, that had a lot of times they had no profit. Sometimes they had no revenue. Mm-hmm. And there was just this stampede into the market. And once you kind of figured out that some of these companies were going to turn into nothing, there was a stampede out that lasted until the fall of 2002.
Gosh, the dot-com crash was really a big deal. And now let's move on to just a terrible day in our history. September 11th, 2001 is when we had the terrorist attacks for the Twin Towers. I remember it like it was a month or so ago. And of course, that resulted in another crash a few days later when the market opened back up for trading.
Yeah, so this certainly wasn't a classic bear market in any set of circumstances. It was kind of early on in the dot-com crash, but the S&P was doing fine, was doing okay. But then, totally out of the blue, the Twin Towers falls, market shuts down for an entire week, and then it opens up to a really significant drop. But, you know, Ron, when I think back on that, the total drop from the 9/11 attacks was about 15% or so, and really, that drop was over in about 60 days, so it went down really fast, came back really fast, and then over the next year and a half, the whole dot-com bubble and the recession started to unfold, where it really affected not just those dot-com stocks, but the entire stock market.
Then moving on from 2001 to 2008, that is the one that we end up discussing more than any other on this show because it's the fairly recent past. The 2008 financial crisis was a huge deal, and some folks have really had a hard time recovering from that.
Yeah, so that that started, and the market peaked in maybe September of 07, didn't hit bottom until March of 09. And there were, during that 17 months, there were some really big drops and some really big recoveries, but it was a series of lower highs turning into lower lows as the market just ratcheted down. Most of my clients were kind of mid-career or even getting later career. And what they really remember about the financial crisis is that their 401k balances were pretty big. And, you know, when the dot-com bubble burst, they didn't have all that much money and the market went down 47%, and it wasn't that big of a thing. But when the market went down over 50% in 2008, that was a big thing because my clients had a lot of money put away for retirement. And seeing a big 50% hole dug into your portfolio, that was memorable.
That hurts. It really does. We've talked about the granddaddy of them all, Black Tuesday, which led to the Great Depression. The dot-com crash, September 11th of 2001, led to another huge deal just a few days later. And there was the 2008 financial crisis, which is freshest in everybody's memory. But there's another one that we need to talk about. And this is the one that everybody wonders about all the time. And I'm sure that people are asking you about it, David, all the time. When is the next stock market crash going to happen?
I thought that's where you were going with this one, Ron. Well, I mean, that's the trillion-dollar question. Major downturns, if you look back in history, they happen about every 9 to 12 years or so. So I don't have any indicators that say it's this year, but the factors that cause major downturns are always totally clear in hindsight, but they're pretty hard to see out of the front windshield of the financial car you're driving. So I certainly don't know when the next one is. I know some signs that will tell me that we are early on in a major downturn, and those are going to be really important to me and my clients. I think one consistent, when we do our complete planning reviews for our clients and prospective clients, is that people almost always underestimate the amount of risk they're taking in their 401ks and their IRAs. So as you're listening today and you're pretty sure that you don't know how your portfolio is going to perform in the next downturn, but you're maybe a little bit afraid that you might be overexposed, here's what I'd like to offer to do for you today. We're going to custom design for you an easy-to-understand financial review that will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan. There's no obligation, there's no cost for this initial review for all callers that have at least $250,000 saved for their retirement. So if you meet that qualification, here's what you can expect. First, we'll run a fee report to help you untangle what it's costing you to work with your current planner or advisor. We'll show you how to protect your investments and keep more of your money in your accounts. Next, we'll perform a tax analysis to show you how you could possibly reduce your taxes, maybe eliminate your taxes in retirement, and increase your cash flow. And finally, we'll create a customized lifetime income plan using proven strategies and techniques that could turbocharge your retirement income. In short, we'll take the guesswork out of financial planning for you. So if you call, we'll get this financial CPR, our complete planning review, underway for you with absolutely no obligation.
It's the KC Financial Advisors CPR, complimentary planning review. Get a review of your financial situation and answers to all your retirement questions. Just go online to coveryourassetskc.com today to learn more about the planning process. Check out past episodes of the podcast and schedule your planning review. That's coveryourassetskc.com or call 913-317-1414. And tell us you heard the podcast and would like to get that financial CPR. Call 913-317-1414. Thanks for listening to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast.
investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and KC Financial Advisors are independent of each other.